This is Sports Today with Carl Langdon and Brad Hardy on 882 6PR.
Massive weekend coming up for yesloans.com.au. The two prelim finals in town, and it begins on Friday night when the Fremantle Dockers host the Hawthorn Footy Club. And one of the stars of the show for the Freo Dockers is going to be Michael Walters. He's been good enough to give us a few moments of his time. G'day, Michael.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Going extremely well. How are the nerves? The butterflies? I assume a range of both.
Yeah, no. Throughout the week, it's been pretty good. But leading into the game, two or three days out, I'm pretty sure the nerves are going to be kicking in.
It's just another game, isn't it, Michael?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. No, Hawthorn's going to come over and they're going to be pretty fierce. So, no, I wouldn't say it's a normal game, but it's one of those games that you just make sure you have to be ready for.
Sorry, Brad, I just got to follow up with this, because there is no next week, right, Michael? There is no next week. A long pre-season, and you hate those, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, it's a long pre-season was long, and the season's even longer, but, to get over the niggles and the soreness, it's always good to, we're not going to fight on next week unless we win, so, the pressure's on, but it's a fight that we want to be in.
Michael, great confidence that you're playing at the main stadium. You've got a massive record there. Ross pointed that out to us last night, but not so good record against Hawthorn in recent times.
Yeah, no, last time we played them was down in Tassie, and it's always hard to play a great side like Hawthorn down in Tassie. It's pretty cold, as you said, and I'm the type of player who loves my warm weather. But we haven't been pretty good against Hawks, but hopefully we can sort of change that this week.
Yourself, you've been in pretty good form, and I'm sure you would have been glad to have your man in tandem, Hayden Ballantyne, back with you. You really work well together last start.
Yeah, Hayden's been pretty good. He's been working hard in rehab ever since he got injured, and he's been putting in 100%. So, it's sort of showcasing the game as well. He came in and he made an impact from the start, which also, takes the pressure off me as well. So it's always good to have Ballas back on the side.
It's a really big game for, a number of reasons. Not only Fremantle haven't won a premiership before, but to make it there. But, blokes like Matthew Pavlich and Aaron Sandilands, Pav's played the most games at your club. Sandy sitting in third place. David Mundy in fifth place. Michael Johnson is also in the top 10. For those blokes that have been around a long time searching for this, it's been their dream, mate. So they'll be relying on you and the rest of the boys to get them there.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's a team effort, and boys like Pav and Dave Mundy and the guys you mentioned, for them it's just another week and it's another game, so they just got to make sure that they do their role and make sure they stand up with their leadership and make sure all the rest of the younger boys step up and play their role as well.
Michael, in the first 9 or 10 rounds of the season, the manic pressure that you guys were able to exert on opposition was unbelievable, and it resulted in turnovers and goals to people like yourself. Can you bring that on Friday night against Hawthorn? Because you're going to need to. They've got the best kicking game in the business.
Yeah, well, that's what we want to do. We want to make sure our manic pressure is there. Especially us guys on the forward line. You see guys like Ballers and Chris Mayne, who, as I said before, 100% fierce tackling, and that's what we want to do, especially Hawthorn. They're hard runners, especially out of defence, and we want to make sure that we try and control the game by putting pressure on them and making sure that we get the game on our terms.
Are you glad that a couple of years ago that Ross Lyon sent you out to exile, mate, and made you work hard for this?
Yeah, no doubt. I've said it a few times, and Ross, he changed my life, and I thank him for that, and I wouldn't go back and change anything. I'm so glad he sent me back, and it made me a better footballer and most importantly, a better person.
Was it the mindset that you had to change, Sonny?
Yeah, at the end of the day, I was still young, I was still immature, and I like to have a bit of fun off the field. But for me to, focus and put my mind at the task, which was playing AFL footy, I find that I had to be sent back to Swans and get a good reality check.
Mate, I was looking back through your career prior to knowing we're having a chat with you today, and obviously up until this year, I think you've kicked 5 bags of 4, and I thought he must have kicked a bag of 5, and then I had to look back to previous years, and you had another 4 or 5 bags of 4. You never got any more than 4, mate.
No, I'm sort of struggling, one of the games this year, I ran into open goal, and I think I might have kicked it out of bounds, but at the end of the day, I'm not looking to kick bags, I'm looking just to play my role, put the pressure on, and at the end of the day, if you get a few goals, then lucky me. But yeah, no, goals, you know, they're going to come, but yeah, I just, as I said, I just want to focus on my role.
And someone says when you play golf days, you can't count past four anyway.
No, that's it, that's it.
And the other thing is, Sonny, you've been on the right side of the whistle, mate, too. I know that you've got in a little bit of trouble, say, for leading with your head, haven't you? You've sort of had a few pinged against you, or you haven't got the free kicks that you might have got prior to them changing that rule in the back end, eh?
Yeah, no, true. I know what I'm doing wrong. I'm sort of, you know, I'm an old boxer, so I try and, you know, duck under their arms, and at the end of the day, I'm getting caught high and not getting paid free kicks for ducking, but... you know, I'm not really ducking. I'm sort of, you know,
weaving.
I'm a small player, and I try to weave around them by getting underneath their arms, and it's the quickest way. So, yeah, I suppose it's just reaction for me, and it's something that I have to, you know, work and train to try and fix. And ducking, you know, at the end of the day, I'm not ducking, but the umpire just hasn't been playing them.
Clearly, you have to kick more goals than Hawthorn to win. But where do you see the crux of the match can be won and lost?
Yeah, I suppose, you know, as I said before, everyone playing their role, and you know, both sides, you know, Freo have some good midfielders, and so does Hawks. So, you know, it's going to be a contested ball game, and I suppose, you know, it's an old cliche, but it's won and lost in the midfield, and if our midfielders can get it in the forward line, we're going to try and lock it in there as much as we can.
And Luke McFarlane not having much luck.
Yeah, now Luke, you know. Yeah, he's been a bit injured, but, you know, it's just another opportunity for someone else to step up and play their role, as I said. And, you know, it hasn't been on Luke's terms this last couple of weeks lately, but, you know, as I said, you know, someone's got to step up and someone's got to play a role this week.
Well, mate, let's hope it's you and another 21 of your teammates on the weekend on Friday night. We're really looking forward to it, mate. Thanks for your time and good luck.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me, eh?
Michael Walters there from the Fremantle Dockers.